Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're continuing with the subject called Your New Identity in Christ Jesus, and this is part five from an eight-part series. Today's topic is Your New Position in Christ from the Point of Authority. One of the hardest things for a Christian is to operate and live from a point of authority in and through Christ Jesus and not as a timid church mouse. As we grow up spiritually on the Word of God, acting and speaking the Word of God, our spirit man becomes stronger and more authoritative. God has given us full authority through and in Christ Jesus over the powers of darkness, over sickness, over disease, over poverty, over lack, and anything else that comes under the curse. God has given every believer through Christ Jesus and in Christ Jesus the authority that Christ has, and we are to operate in that, but it takes time to grow in it. Let's go to the first point. When you make Christ Jesus the Lord of your life, what happened? You were delivered from the power of darkness. The word power is literally translated authority, and we see this in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Reading from verse 13, He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption through the forgiveness of sins. You have been delivered from the power and the authority of darkness and placed into God's kingdom, which includes both heaven and in earth. We see this in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 19. Reading from verse 18, And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go therefore and make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Verse 20, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am always with you to the end of the age. This power that Jesus has was also given to you, the believer. It's part of your inheritance in and through Christ Jesus. Why? Because you are in Him and He is in you. Reading Romans chapter 5, verse 18. Therefore, as one trespass led to the condemnation of all men, so the one act of righteousness leads to the justification or righteousness of the life of all men. This scripture is saying what the first Adam did led to condemnation or sin, and what the last Adam did, that is Christ, led to justification or righteousness for all men. Romans chapter 5 verse 18 says that righteousness has come upon all men, but all men have not become righteous. And the question comes, why? Because all men have not used their authority as a human being to receive the righteousness. You have to act upon it from a point of authority. A human being has the authority to either receive or reject the offer given by God through His Son Christ Jesus. Our righteousness is there for every person on this earth, but it has to be received by a free will. Our authority is through and in Christ Jesus, and I want to bring your attention to Marcus chapter 16, verses 15 to 18, and it reads, And Jesus said to them, Go into the world, all the world, and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will pick up serpents and with their hands, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Here we see Jesus giving His authority to the believer, and that is for today. We have authority and we need to use that authority from the point that it is in Christ Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, it says, For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Because you are in Christ Jesus, God sees you the same way as He sees Jesus, and He wants to treat you the same way as He treats Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, Who being the brightness of His glory, and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat at the right hand of the Majesty on high. This is talking about Jesus. After work He did on the cross, He sat at the right hand of the Father in heaven. God's power is in His word. He is upholding all things by the word of His power. A believer must learn to minister in the same authority as Jesus did in His earthly ministry, and also like the apostles in the book of Acts, over the powers and works of darkness. God wants us to become God-minded or inside-minded and walk and talk in the authority that he has given to us through our inheritance in Christ Jesus. And of course, Satan wants you to forget, or wants us to forget, from our point of authority. Why? Because when we act from a point of authority in God through Christ Jesus, that authority will defeat Satan's kingdom, and Satan does not want that. It is important, therefore, for every believer to be born again, to grow in the Word of God, and to grow in the authority that Christ has given that person, in Jesus' mighty name. In the Scriptures, in the Bible, in the Word of God, Jesus said, "The works that I have done, you will do an even greater." For a believer to do the works that Jesus did, an even greater, the believer must have the same authority as what Jesus did. And Jesus gave the believer the authority through and in his name. Jesus is the mediator in heaven between God and man. And when we pray something, when we act in authority in the name of Jesus, Jesus watches over that word to perform it. When Jesus was walking on the earth doing ministry, he was teaching the disciples, the apostles. He was teaching all of them how to operate in and through the Word of God, and also in authority. That authority has been given by Christ Jesus to every born-again believer on this earth. And with this authority we have in through Christ Jesus is how we are going to establish the kingdom of God upon this earth. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed the message. The next message is coming is part 6, and the topic will be "You Have the Mind of Christ." This is a very important area also. Thank you for being with me once again, and God bless.